you ready to create more commitment? I went from consuming all the podcasts, listening to all the books, and signing up for all the free resources to figuring out how to actually create results. I'm Kayla Celeste, and you're listening to the Daily Steps Toward Success podcast. Let's get started. Today, we're going to be talking about what to do when you're having fear or a lot of self-doubt. So I want you to imagine for a second that someone comes to you and they're really scared. And they're like, you know what? I could not hit my goal. This might not work out. I don't know if this is going to happen for me. I'm scared that all of this is going to go away. Like, imagine that they come to you with this fear. What would you probably say to that person? You would probably say something like, look, it's going to be fine. Even if that did happen, you would figure it out. It's going to be okay. That's not happening right now. You've got this. You're doing an amazing job. And we would sit there and we would try to calm the person down. But here's what happens in our own brain is our brain's like, hey, just so you know, you should be afraid that you're not going to hit your goal and this might not work out. And then you might lose everything and it's going to be really scary and it's presenting this. And then we're like, yeah, you know what? That's true. You probably can't do it. This is terrible. I don't know how I'm going to do this. I probably can. I can't even believe that I tried. And then we just kind of fuel it up. But I want you to think about why we don't say that to other people. We don't say that to other people because it's not useful for them, it doesn't help them. And it's the same thing with us. When we're feeling afraid, we often just like create more of that fear. We just like fuel it up. It's like if it's a fire, we just like instead of putting the fire out, we're really just creating these flames to make it so much bigger. And then we're like, I wonder why I'm so afraid. It's because both sides of the conversation are fear, and then here's more fear. Whereas when we're talking to someone else, it's like, here's the conversation of fear. And then we're calming it down. We're not building it back up. We are calming it down. And so what that looks like is it's like there's the fire, and then we just throw water on it. And then we're like, okay, we're good. Like the fire's out. So I want you to practice that with yourself. When you're starting to feel fear, how can you talk to yourself in a way where you're helping to de-escalate the situation instead of escalate it? And it's the same with the self-doubt. Like imagine someone's coming here like, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I'm going to hit my goal. I don't know if this is possible for me. What will people think? Oftentimes, you're not going to say to them, you're right, you probably can't do it. This is a terrible idea. Why would you ever try? You might as well just give up now. Like you would never say those things to another person. But then when it comes to ourselves, we're saying those exact things to ourselves. And again, the reason we don't say those things to someone else, because it's not useful. It's not helpful. And it's also not useful and helpful to ourselves. We might say something like, you know what? You can actually do this. You can try. You can move forward. You've already came so far. Look at what you're able to do. You can continue to do this. You have a high chance that you'll make it happen. And so it's really just treating ourselves that way. It's talking to ourselves. When we come to ourselves with self-doubt, talking to ourselves in a way that builds up our confidence instead of continues to tear it down. Your brain is still going to present the fear. It's still going to present the self-doubt, but in the way that you respond to it matters. And if you want to create more commitment so that you can go after your goals and overcome anything that gets in your way, then go to createcommitment.com to join the waitlist.